Happy Wednesday. It's Gardening with Sharon time. We're going to warm you up with this one. It's all brought to you by Proven Winners, celebrating 30 years of serving gardeners with reliable, innovative, and outstanding plants. You can find locations that carry Proven Winners at provenwinners.com. Sharon, I was going giving you a hard time off air saying, you know, you said spring was coming.
It's the geese. They came too early.
And the geese are going, what the heck?
No kidding. Like, ponds are freezing over.
Well, we're going to warm people up talking about Easter lilies.
Right. So Easter lilies are those classic white lilies that you are seeing out in the stores right now. And what's interesting about them is they are native to the southern islands of Japan and were brought over by a World War I veteran. That's the story. Right now, most of them are grown kind of along the California-Oregon border, and then they're shipped in this way. They are called Lilium. This is their Latin name. Lilium longiflorum. And that means it has long petals. So it's a trumpet-shaped flower, lily. Like, all lilies are basically trumpet-shaped. But this one is exceptionally a long, long trumpet, like long. It's highly fragrant, but it's a tender zone 5 lily. And in nature, it grows to 3 feet tall. But when it's in a pot, it just stays a little shorter.
Okay, so how do we care for them?
This is it. You keep it indoors. And
no kidding. I think I figured that one out.
Duh. What you do, provide plenty of ambient light, avoid cool, drafty areas. And when the pot, when you lift it up and it's light, then water it thoroughly so the water drips out of the bottom. Because it's mature and in full bloom, you do not need to add any fertilizer. So now you're going to say, what do I do with this lily once it's done blooming, right?
Yes.
Yes, you're going to ask me that.
I am.
This is what you do. You can just let that lily die back naturally so that the leaves, so take off the old blooms, and then just let it die back naturally. And what the leaves do is they continue to photosynthesize, gather nutrients, and they fortify the bulb. And then once it's died back completely, you can cut that stalk down to about 2 inches, and then you can store it. And that's all in my post due to go out tomorrow.
And where do we find Gardening with Sharon?
You find me on Instagram and Facebook and my website at Gardening with Sharon.
Happy Easter.
Yes, same to you.